Tyra, feast. Take a bite out of Dr. Jeff's wisdom so you can pay it forward.
Come and get it! Cairo Feast is online, and we are ready to serve. And man, today I've got a couple of morsels here for you today because we are going to be hard-hitting and probably kind of fast. This is going to be a little bit shorter of a podcast, but today we are talking about tips for building better personal relationships with your fill-in-the-blank customers, clients, patients, etc. How do you build better personal relationships? Now, some of you might already instantly be saying, you know what? I draw the line. I've got a boundary. I don't want personal relationships with my customers, with my patients. Dare I say, let me coach you for a moment, because you should want to have a personal connection with your patients. And I would dare say that most of the time people are coming to you as much for you. They want you. They want a piece of you. They are coming for you just as much as they are coming for an adjustment. Now, you have to do both, okay? So let me just say that, yes, delivering a great adjustment is important in the doctor-patient relationship in a chiropractic office. Yes, you do need to supply people with a great adjustment, but you need to do it as you, because people are attracted to you. And I say this in a way because oftentimes, and this is where you need to be very aware of the fact that most of the world is not as healthy as you. Okay? Now, you may have to check yourself if you're carrying around a few too many pounds, if you're eating like crap, and you're not staying fit, and you're not getting adjusted, and you always have the sniffles, and you're always sick, or, you know, always have, you know, problems. Okay, check yourself, because you should be a leader to people in how to be healthy. Okay, it's pretty hard to do that when you're taking smoking breaks to go smoke cigarettes for half the day. Okay, so check yourself on being healthy. But remember this, that most of us in the chiropractic profession, we are leaders in being healthy. Okay, it doesn't mean we're not stressed, you know, running a business and helping people all day and listening to people talk about their back problems and, you know, health issues and stuff like that. I mean, it's a lot of weight to carry, but people want to be more like you. They want to be strong. They want to have a great attitude. They want to help other people. They want to be inspired. They want to be able to go for a run. They want to be able to go and work out. They want to be able to be healthy. They desire that. The problem comes, are people willing to do what's necessary to have better health? That's where the challenge comes, because so many people think it's too hard. Okay? But in reality, people want to be you. So they want that personal relationship. So I'm sorry if you're one of those people that's saying, I don't want to be personal. I don't want patients to know about me personally. Well, you know what? You're going to limit the size and the success of your practice if you're not willing to be a little transparent with people. Okay, so let's go with the fact that you've decided, okay, I want to have better personal relationships with my patients. How do I go about doing that? It sounds awful, but okay, how am I going to do that? Okay, so let's kind of dig into this a little bit. You know, today's competitive business landscape kind of means that it's not enough to simply have a great brand and a great product, chiropractic and adjustment, okay? Connecting with your patient and building that relationship and learning about what they really need is just as important as the delivery of that adjustment. So how do you go about establishing relationships with your patients, especially when, you know, a growing number of customer brand relationships take place outside of a physical location, outside of your clinic. So here's some tips to help you with that. So number one, engage your customers to encourage communication. Okay, so you need to engage your patients and encourage them to be communicating. So, you know, the foundation, the cornerstone, if you will, of any good relationship, regardless of whether it's personal or within a business setting, is great communication. Okay, so promoting your brand, your wellness product, is important. But taking the time to listen and understand what your customers want and need is just as critical, if not more. We all, okay, we're all customers of different places and whatnot, and we all need to be recognized and understood. So instead of only telling your patients why the chiropractic adjustment is so awesome, give them the opportunity to talk to you, to tell you what they need. It seems kind of obvious, you know, but some of the ways that we differentiate ourselves from others is that we listen. We just listen. And that is number two here, is you need to listen. So not only are we going to encourage communication, but we actually need to shut up. And we need to listen. So in my office, I have the, in one of my offices, I've got where I practice. I have the wonderful opportunity to see my other doctors and another doctor who also shares space with us practice all day. So I get to see and watch what all of our doctors are doing. And one of our doctors, I would swear half the day she's kind of doing therapy because people are unloading a lot of their stuff. Now, I do that minimally, okay? And so I could never take as much as what she takes. She's unbelievable. Her shoulders are so strong to be able to take on so much of what people are dumping on her. But her patients are so loyal. They are so loyal because she listens. She takes it on. And when her patients walk out the door, they are walking out lighter. And she's got the uncanny ability to then like be able to walk out of the clinic at the end of the day and brush off her shoulders and brush their crap off of her so she doesn't take that home. She takes it upon herself, but then she brushes it off. And you have to brush it off. You can't take it on and carry it with you. That burden would get way too strong. But it is a pleasure, an honor to be able to watch her crafting the art of listening to people and allowing people to do that. Okay. Number three, encourage your patients to share feedback. Encouraging your patients to share feedback shows that you're open to their suggestions. You got to be okay with them suggesting stuff. And sometimes you actually have to say, hey, what do you think about blah? What if we painted the place this color? What would you think of that? You know, or do you have any suggestions? We're looking at different things, different colors that we could paint the office. What do you think? Or, hey, you know, we're thinking about adding a few new products. What are a couple of new products that you would like to see here? Now, you're not going to promise people that whatever they say you're going to provide. I mean, my goodness, we've been told that we should set up a bar in the corner and serve drinks, or, you know, have an espresso bar in another corner and serve, you know, lattes and espresso. I mean, okay, we didn't do it. Okay, it was fun to talk to people about it, but no, we didn't do it. But we're going to listen to what they have to suggest, and they love it that we listen and we nod. And we go, okay, well, we'll consider that. We'll think about that. I'm not saying we're going to do it, but, you know, that's worthy of us thinking about. The important thing here is that you just have to address their concerns. You know, some of you may have done a Survey Monkey before. It's really easy to do like a Survey Monkey where you send out a survey to the people that come and see you. Those are easy, and people can, they can be so short. They can literally take 30 seconds for people to do, where you ask two questions. And it's going to be, you know, really enlightening for you to get the answers for these two questions. And it literally takes 20 seconds for them to answer the two questions. Or how about an Instagram survey where, you know, you give people choice A or choice B. Which one do you like? This one or this one? And they have to respond. They have to engage with you, okay? They're engaging in sharing their feedback. That's an important thing for you to do. All right, number four. Go above and beyond to live up to customer expectations. All right, now listen to this. Hear me and hear me strongly here. Work on this premise that your patients expect a consistently good, not necessarily awesome, experience. Let me repeat that. Your patients expect a consistently good, okay? It's a good experience, and it's consistent. It's both. It has to be good, and it has to be consistent. It has to be good. It has to be consistent. They are not expecting awesome, mind-blowing experience every time they walk through the door. Now, every once in a while, you might give them a mind-blowing experience when you throw some passion into what you're saying and educate them deeply on a subject, or let them know how much you care about them, or give them a little bit more on a certain experience, and they bounce out of the office and they are on cloud nine and they're so grateful that they come and see you. They don't expect that every single time, but you need to be consistently good, okay? And that has to encompass both your products, okay, your adjustments, your services, what you provide for people, and your attitude. And your goal should simply be to live up to those expectations that you are consistently good. Okay? Now, it's better to live up to expectations than to exceed them. People are not always expecting you to exceed their expectations. Sometimes that's hard to do. That's a tough bar to set, that you're always going to be exceeding people's expectations. All right. Now, a quick little tip to exceed expectations. This is very simple. Try delivering the same service, you know, of what you do, but provide it to them earlier than expected. Okay. Maybe it's reaching out with a text message saying, you know, thanks for sharing with me that your daughter got married. That was so exciting to hear about that. And maybe you do that within 20 minutes of them leaving your office. Don't wait for them to return next week for their adjustment to say that. Do that within 20 minutes. Send that quick little text to the patient saying, that was so awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I love the fact that you fill me in on what your family is doing. Okay? Now, the other thing you can do to exceed expectations is just do your normal, okay, good and consistent. What you do is good and it's also consistent, and do it with more heart and more passion. That will exceed the expectations right there. All right, number five here. Don't skimp on customer support. Make sure that you've got people, you've got a team member, staff person that is in place, and processes are in place to help your patient base, your practice members, and then also collect feedback from them, get reviews from them, talk with them, ask them questions. You may have to invest in a person that is going to help out in this way. And you may have to invest in tools for your team member to be able to collect this information. You may have to purchase software. You may have to purchase equipment. Might be recording equipment or a video camera or, you know, something like that. You may have to invest, God forbid, in gift cards for a free dozen cookies, like I did recently. I went and bought 100 gift certificates that got a patient a dozen free cookies. And so we sent these out to our new patients, and with our welcome letter that said, welcome to our office and our chiropractic family and that kind of thing. Please enjoy a free dozen of these cookies at this local cookie place that, dear Lord, it's so awesome. These cookies are amazing. They melt in your mouth. And so we're supporting another local business by giving away free cookies. And who doesn't want a free cookie? I'm sorry. If you don't want a free cookie, then you can give that to a friend or whatever. But who doesn't like a free cookie? Or we've often done, again, a local coffee shop that you want to support and give a free coffee to new patients. Another one, too, is we've got a Chick-fil-A. The owner of the Chick-fil-A locally is a friend of mine and has even spoken at a conference that I hold called Cairo Life. And he was one of our speakers, and I asked him for 100 chicken sandwiches, and he said, done, and gave me cards for 100 chicken sandwiches. And now I've sent 100 families to his restaurant, and he sees that as a win-win for sure. So, you know, there are a lot of creative ways that you can do these things without necessarily having to spend money. But if you need to, then invest the money. Do it. Invest in customer support. Number 6, make it more personal. Ask people about themselves. Ask people about their family. Ask people about the sports that they're involved in, their softball team. Ask them about their church and the activities that they're doing and what they're doing to change the community. Ask them about their business. How's business going? Are you being successful? What are your challenges? How can I help you? You know, be more personal. And, you know, technology affords us lots of opportunities to connect with our patients on a personal level. You know, there's a lot of online tools and platforms available today that can increase, you know, the ways that you can communicate with your patients. Social media alone offers several options that facilitate open dialogue between, you know, who you are and your patients. Facebook, they're always improving, Messenger and things like that. You know, you need to engage people and you need to make it more personal. But man, when you have people right in front of you, man, that is your opportunity right there to have an impact. Have an impact. Right there, when you can speak to them about things that they're doing, make it about them. One of the greatest books I've ever read is called How to Win Friends and Influence People, written by Dale Carnegie. You know, it's an old book, but you can get it on Amazon for like $6, a paperback. You know, it's an amazing book, and it just teaches you that if you can get people to talk about themselves, you have won. You have won, and they will walk out and they won't know why, but they just feel better when they leave your office because you allowed them to talk about themselves and talk about their life. And by allowing them to do that, you made them feel good. Okay? And don't you dare talk about yourself. Don't you dare. I mean, I'm not saying don't ever let people into your life. I'm saying you can let people in, but then turn the subject back to them and let it be about them. Does that make sense? All right. 6 tips on how to build better personal relationships with your patients. Man, if you can just take a couple of good nuggets and chew on these for a while and actually implement them into your practice, you will win. You will win at the battle to keep people engaged in your practice and keep them coming in the doors. Sometimes it's just for you, but they will also receive a great adjustment and it will make them healthier. It will make them live a better life and a better lifestyle, and they will be better for it. And they will realize it, that value that you are providing. It's not just that adjustment, but it is how you make them feel when they walk out that door. All right. Stay hungry, my friends. I appreciate you. If anybody needs any help with any coaching, reach out to me. I am so excited to help you. MyBigFishEnterprises.com, if you want to go to that and check it out, I'd be happy to coach you and help you in your goal to just live a successful life. I'll walk it through with you. And as always, pay it forward.
Cairo Feast.